Welcome to this edition of Hawks Talk, a weekly sports show dedicated to the stories behind the scenes of Murray University Athletics. And we're back on Hawks Talk with head athletic trainer Case Harvey. And Case, looking at what athletic training does for Warhawks Athletics, what are some of the new initiatives you guys are putting together for the new year?
Well, we're working on and have put together the student athletic training program so that we're going to reinstitute it in the fall. You know, I guess that's kind of the big thing that we've done everything, because they haven't had the program for about, you know, the last, say, you know, 3, 4, 5 years, you know, and so we're trying to bring that back so that we've got, like, you know, student athletic trainers and are aligned with, like, the, you know, the state licensure, so that they're able to, like, go through the program and then sit for the state licensing. And also, I think that's the, you know, by far the biggest thing.
As you guys look to 23-24, what are going to be some of the things you want to accomplish beyond that student training program?
We're working on, I'm trying to find a third assistant trainer and things, so we're kind of going through that process and all, and just basically, I kind of like to get, like, some continuity and you know, Allie and Sean, my two assistants and everything, do a fantastic job and everything. And I'm trying to find, you know, a third one that we can be able to have, like, a full staff, do the optimum job of covering all the sports and all the games, practices, and things along those lines. You know, so those are the two big things right now.
Yeah. When you look at a summer schedule for AT, what are you guys doing right now?
My two assistants are on a 10-month contract, so that they're off during the month of June and July and all. And so then I've been working on, like, you know, we did inventory and we worked on getting our supplies that we're going to need. And you know, we're switching to a different type of athlete tracking software that's called ATS. You know, I'm so working on getting all the athletes signed up on that and getting them, you know, putting in a profile for, you know, for their sports information and everything. We've switched over from another system into this ATS that I think is a lot more user-friendly. Had some good feedback from the athletes as far as, like, them being able to go on there, register, download their physicals, their pre-participation, and all their other, you know, required forms that they have to have. And also, I've been fielding a lot of, you know, questions on that thing and kind of walking some athletes through that, you know. But we've had real good, I guess, feedback from everybody on that new system, you know. So, you know, that's kind of been the main focus, like, especially, like, the last couple of weeks and everything since we've kind of rolled that out and have them registering.
I've always been curious, what do you guys consider your busiest time of the year?
You know, ordinarily everybody would say football and all, but spring was pretty busy and all,
yeah.
You know, with this being, like, you know, I've kind of gone through, like, a full year now, you know, and of course I was an assistant in 2005-06, you know, but, you know, we've added a few sports since I was here in 2005 and 2006. You know, and so, you know, the spring from, you know, February through April is just probably the busiest, just because there's so many sports going on at the same time. There's in the fall, there's football, then with volleyball and soccer taking up, you know, predominant amount and everything. And then, you know, and then there's other sports going on and everything. But the spring seems to be like the busiest time going on in just, on a, you know, on a weekend or like a Friday and Saturday, you know. And so, you know, being able to be present and cover those and everything going on at once, you know, kind of tends to spread you thin.
Case, how long have you been in athletic training?
I graduated from McMurray in 89, you know, and so I started in it back in 86 with Bill Hadley, who was the trainer here at the time. And also, a lot of years, you know, 35, 37 years.
What do you find is the most rewarding part of this for you?
You know, it's funny. I was talking to a guy yesterday, and and he asked me the same thing, and I said, you know, I enjoy being, you know, you get front row seat at all the games and all that and everything, but for the last 9 years, I've been working at Abilene Bone and Joint before I came back to McMurray. You know, and I didn't realize how much I'd missed the day-to-day interaction and being around the kids on a daily basis, as opposed to being in the clinic setting and just covering games. You know, and that's made like such a huge, huge difference. You know, that I didn't realize how much I missed the day-to-day interactions with the kids and just, you know, the downtime and just joking around and like them coming by and saying good morning and like talking about their day and things like that. I really did miss that, and I didn't realize it until I got back to McMurray last August.
What have you seen as the biggest changes in the profession? Do you think there's going to be any more types of changes like that in the future?
There's been a big change as far as like the modalities and things that have come out that are able to help. You know, we've gone from like the 80s using like an ice bucket to like game ready systems and different types of cryotherapy and like heat therapy, and just there's so much as far as like technology has done everything to advance athletic training and sports medicine and all that thing like that. Everything, there's so much more, technology, and of course than anything else, everything that, and then like, you know, communication, everything with being able to, you know, have like cell phones and websites and be able to get a lot more accomplished in a short amount of time. And all the ATS system is a great example that all these athletes can go on, put on their all their information, upload pictures of their physicals and their paperwork and all these things, or do it online, you know, within a matter of minutes, that you can get all of these kids done so much more easily than them, you know, making sure they show up with their paperwork, and then you have like stacks and reams of paper that you're trying to go through and everything. Mm-hmm. And then the websites where they have filters where that we can, you know, send information and make it accessible to the coaches as far as like, you know, their status, you know, what's going on with like different injuries, where, you know, where they're at as far as like, you know, just a vast array of different things, you know. And so like, you know, technology from that standpoint and like modalities and things, everything, it's especially in the last like, you know, 5 to 10 years, you know, athlete tracking and things like that, everything is like a huge change.
Thank you for listening to Hawks Talk. Please follow us each week on Fridays, or follow along on Google, Spotify, or Apple Podcasts applications on your smartphone.